This is a 1701 Yoruch Shulchan Yoyme. Today we're doing Chayshim Mishpat, Simon Reis, Sam Azayin, Sif Tes Vav, Teres Samachas, Sif Beis. Tes Vav. Matzah Dabar Sheyesh Ba'u Rachayim, he finds something which is alive, but it's Oil Chil and you have to feed it. He made a Dabar Sheyesh, Malacha, the same which can, it does work, it eats. So a part of this chamor, such as a cow, a horse, or a donkey. Tapam yud beis chayshim, see how you deal with them for 12 months, and the day you find them. Maskiran, and you hire them out. Lokeach schar, and you collect the rental. Machil, and you feed them from that, collect from that fee. Veos schar, and yos ha-chiloson, if the rental income is greater than what they ate, then hamor and moisa bailim, whatever you could take in, has to go to the original owner. When he shows up, goes so to a hen. You sell the eggs, and you give the hen seed for 12 months. From there on in, Chazal say shom the man. You estimate their value and you leave them. You should make this estimate in basin. You can sell them. You niach and keep the money by you and keep the money until the owner comes. Ram says you should make an evaluation on the value, how much it's worth. And it belongs to him and the owner in partnership. Can you call Shem Mechaber? Says anybody who was working with his friend's animals. So you're not actually selling the animal after 12 months, you're now working the animal as a partner, opposed to working it on behalf of the owner. So, and they divide the profits. We have say when the owner comes to divide the profit, we have say there's a loss here, also for both of them. Some people say you can impose this operating agreement without basin, and take them for. Although I'm not sure, it could be going as the first opinion, actually. You can reckon the value without basin and take the hens, setting aside the purchase price for or whatever it is for your own use. We don't suspect that a person is getting back a lost object, going to take that initiative, is going to then cheat on the reckoning. Well, then, because it's not like an object given for safekeeping. So you can take it further to rent out the animal. You can rent the animal to yourself. Buy the eggs for yourself. We don't require you to go out and find somebody else to whom to rent the animal or to sell the eggs every day. You find calves and siyachim shem chamorim ilatim, which are young donkeys. Shativim rubem, where it's very difficult to deal with them. Lo yitzchul tapeba yuvayishol, you're not required to deal with them for 12 months. Chachem ruchazal, chazal sedim heim shel rei, if they are grazing, meaning shel rei nesatzim besodeh, graze on their own in the field. They deal with them 30 days. See, the farmer, if you actually if you have to fatten them yourself, then you only have to deal with them for 30 days, not 3 months. So you found geese and hen, geese and chickens, gedolim, and they're adults. If they're males, you don't have to deal with them more than 3 days. They're chicks. You have very small chicks. She's boom, which quite a lot of effort. Can't call them a shibulim, and we score anything else where the dealing with them, care tending for them, murub is more than whatever you can accomplish by income from them. You only have to deal with them for 3 days. You have from the end of the name, you make the estimate of Michon, and you leave them kviya pirushin shebayarim based on whatever interpretation we learned previously. But here, what the Rambam says that you can make this partnership where you keep half the profit, it's not relevant here. The aim by Mischar, Shebek, they tapel, was that there's no, they're not at a stage where they can make money that you can divide it up. That's a smart. So you get ruined, you can sell immediately. So it seems to him that any time the finder has to make an effort in dealing with the lost object, it's causing damage to his own commercial activities. So he can demand the payment for his efforts, so according, like we saw previously, that his business activities take preference. So as long as the lost object is by him, if it's lost or stolen, he has to make restitution for it, like any other paid watchman. He's not getting paid. Even if he does get paid, he only gets paid according to his loss, like we wrote. Since you're involved in watching it, so you're involved in a mitzvah. Being based with Ace Maaseh, and if when you're involved in dealing with it, to learn from a mitzvah acheres, there would come from another mitzvah, on which you would normally have to send money. If there are many, you'd be exempt from it. Or it's a mitzvah, but there are a mitzvah. Because you're involved in one mitzvah, you're exempt from the other mitzvah. Nefshazekeschai, that's considered like you're making money. This is the famous Pruta of Rabbi Yosef. That here we meet up with it in Halacha. And you, you're saving the pruta you would have had to give for tzedaka some other mitzvah at the time because you're being shomer beta. That's the other opinion. I think it's Rabba. And the one says, no, he's only shomer chinam. Because that saved the pruta drav yaisim is rare. This is a something in halacha which is become enshrined in halacha. There's no resolution. There's something very similar to Ayin Beis. The Mavon Mashkon Vuodin Khan. It's like he says the similar thing by Mavon Mashkon. Here is the same thing applies. Yudches Abok Shoreshayim Koros Alomi Boyd Havi Shomer Sochar. But if you're allowed to sell it, then at that point, now you're not a Shomer Sochar. Now you're a Shomer Sochar. You feel chay beotzi. You're chay in. For natural disasters like a show of a time nish chazam ru chazal said ma'aseh v'dami yeitzah motzei when he gets the money is by the finder shai shtarajem he is out to use that money mashule that use mashule shimush that use of the money for whatever purpose mashule shimush kishon makes it like a borrower v'im nansu therefore if they are damaged by some natural disaster act of God, as they say, then to be other chayav l'shamim has to pay. But Abi Shadayin lo nishtamishem, and even he hasn't used them yet. They came when the yesh lo reshus nishtamishem, once he has permission to use them, the money. Harei Moses lo kishlun, the money is like it's borrowed by him. But Med Barim when is it true? Where is applicable? Sheitir lo nishtamish mei aveda shemachra sheitorach litapa ba. We allowed you to use the money, which the value of the aveda, which you sold, because. You went to the difficulty of dealing with it. But if you find money in a manner which you have to give back, we can't use them. Therefore, they get lost by an act of God. Potter, you're exempt. You're not a shoah. Some say that which he said by the money which he realizes from the sale of the Aveda. He becomes a Shoel even though he hasn't used him yet. Ain't the rock of the day restrained the Bistam Aveda dealing with Shoel Shoel Masachar. It's only according to the first opinion that we by Aveda we assume it's like a Shoel Masachar. Heter is Tashmish, therefore, when he goes up a notch, he's allowed to use the money in his Chayv Shoel becomes like a borrower. But those who hold the Shomer Aveda, his default status is Shomer Chinam. Dio Heter Tashish Yaseh Kesher Masachar. This only gets bumped up a level from and sufficient that bumps up a level the fact that you use it to Kesher Masachar. No, that's only if you haven't used it yet. But once you use the money, Pshita Chliyam and Yekushol. Everybody agrees that his status is that of a Shoel. Test. Yesh Shoel Bezeh Shelo Klo. It's a good big question to ask you. Lama Amarnu. Why do we say that there is showing according to the first opinion, Shetet Tashish Oseh Kishol, that the right to use the money makes him like a borrower? A similar rate study base is borrowed, we're going to learn. We would learn in similar rate study base. The Mafkin Mosa Mokosha Nifka Mutu Yishtabish Ohem. If somebody gives money for safekeeping, a place where the person is giving them for safeguarding, is allowed to use them. Koko Nevelas Kum Shishtabish, well, before you use them, ain't that look at Shomer Socher? You only have Shomer Socher. On the Matshuvahi, but the answer is, Mishul the most because of the money given for safekeeping, Toyba Mafki, Litlam Chol Rega, Manifkar. It's contingent on the person who gave him for safekeeping, you can take him any moment from the person to whom he gave it. Therefore, we assess the intent of the person giving the item for safe money for safekeeping. He doesn't want to obligate himself like a borrower, cause national as long as he doesn't use them. The shema ain would certainly establish in a cloud. Maybe he doesn't want to use them at all. Because he's concerned, maybe the person who gave them safekeeping can come at any time and take them away, undermining whatever plans he might make. We don't know the owner is. It could have a lot of time available to use this money. We reckon that the intent of the person who found it should sort of love us and that he does want to borrow them. Schaibons become liable for damages. Those who answered by Beta Blava have a Sherman Sakhar, but lost object in anywhere the Sherman Sakhar, according to that opinion. May mail the Hatatashish El Sokashoel, therefore the right of usage makes him like a borrower. Because opposed to a money given for safekeeping, Lavahi Rak Shamachinim, that to begin with his own Shamachinim, Dio Shetli, yes, Sherman Sakhar, it's enough to bump him up on level to Sherman Sakhar, it's about more. Zelka's Fresh Kosan, that's like the Chachuchan wrote in the prior Simon, Sif. Chaf, Mishiv Kidu Ed Slomo, somebody to whom they gave money for safekeeping of Yisoyim, of orphans. Leisham Hashem should not use them. If you ain't no Kishon Mechinim, that's the way he remains the status of Shon Mechinim. Near the time, I think the reason it says Oshum Neshach Hoshu Shem Mishnam Hashem, we're concerned if he uses them, Yaakveim Zman Arok is going to keep them for a long amount of time, Neshach Ein Lezat Toivim, because then nobody can demand the money back. Since nobody is on top of the situation. But Rabbi Shulman, Shemitah Din said, the Rabbi Shulman will leave with this Alachim, will come on fresh, he knows success, come on, but see, that's half test. But yes, when some say the Motzi Mosh, those who say if somebody finds money of orphans, they should not give it back anyway, until they grow up. Lavi Yashav Amalia, it's not a legitimate restoration of lost object, the time to give it to minors. Then we can welcome Shane Mishnah with them. It's like putting it in a place where it can't be safe kept. So, because it seems that he's explaining that Gemara is talking about lost items of the assignment. But Shane Mishnah should the Ram Shulah. It's possible to learn Ram Shulah that way. Bracket says, oh, my fortune should about bias look. And believe it's very gross. Okay, we haven't gotten into that, so I'm not sure when there's mention about bias or a storekeeper. But yes, I'm up with troubles if they have a guardian. You give it back the lost object to a guardian, no matter what. Chafal, have motzi matiyah bo ba beta, if you find lost object and the owner of it comes. Farmashaya Yoser, he says that there was more to it, which and you either lost or stole something. But the Chai Boshua, he wants the finder to be obligated for Shua Shalom, so he said they didn't find more. And so Shua, he doesn't have to take a Shua. But Kachem Chazal, Chazal say, Motze Mitzio Loi Shabbat, when he gets down the Ches, so he finds the lost object, should not take a Shua, and they take an Olam in order to fix the world. Shem Chai Ben Shua, because if you require to take a Shua, Yenech Mitzio, he will just leave the lost object. Be'elcho, and he'll go away. She started Baal Shabbat Abed, because he's going to be afraid that the owner, Yomar, will say, Shayyosa, there was more. V'chai ben Shua, required to make a Shua. L'chein, I feel it must have kiss most. Therefore, even if he finds a wild of money, V'ton Baal Abed, and the person who lost the claim, Shishnei Kisim Shuri, that there were two wallets tied together. V'yav Shai, Shim Tzayachav, L'chein, it was not possible that the person would find one, not the other. V'komko, nevertheless, L'chein, Shabbat, M'nei, Tam Shaman, he still doesn't have to take a Shua. But if the person who lost the object is, I saw you pick up two of my wallets. So then, similarly, Bashar of Edos and any other lost objects, I saw that you picked up more. Having then it's like any other claimant and defendant, and the defendant has to make a shvuah. That's the smah. Chabes, close on a yomim, all those days, Shematapa ba Veda, Kremshim Karena, which the finder is contends with Aveda before he sells it. Imachilam Mishalok Shibao Chai, if you he fed these animals, if there's an animal and he fed it out of his own account. Another Mebani Kamashoti, you can take from the owner as much as he expended, below Shvua without taking an oath, Mibne Tikhon Olam, to fix the world. Kosh came Scharan or Iskiran, certainly if he, hire them out for himself or hire them out to others. But team is out to Osea, and from this he took the expenses. And by Veda Cholajbio, the person who lost the object ultimately cannot make him take an oath. Kam Osea, but Kam Kabel, how much he expended, how much he received. Abshish and Fakmu is there, even though the people who doubt this, Kom Kom Kani Kodir, nevertheless, that is the primary halacha. Reis Samaches, Dinkneas Chotzim Mitzia, Kneas Saramus. the acquisition of a yard and of four amos in a metzia. I've come to Hashem Moshe Motzah, any material which belongs to the finder, and it's like a bunch of the other shoes, so he doesn't acquire it until it reaches his hand or his jurisdiction. I'm Moshe Motzah, if you saw a lost object of Nuffle and you fell on it. Somebody else came then and seized it. Zeshik Zigzag, but the guy who seized it acquires it. Look, if you have Amon, it's not like the masses say that Shechot Roy Matzah, when somebody sees a lost object of Omer and he says, he says halvesies, I guess. Note the chaymak beer that he, since he saw it first, he gets a part of it with the person who actually picks it up. That's not true, because even by falling on it, it doesn't acquire it, even if you, certainly not by just looking at it. You don't acquire with falling on it, that's what she's arriving. But a place where your four amos are acquired for you. Moshe's bar, where, as we shall see, you do acquire when you fall on it. Lokeshkogim said, not like those who argue, but only they say that feeling got ras keche, that by falling he damaged his strength. Because he revealed that he wants to acquire it by falling. Below Barba Moshe, not by Dalad Amos. And feel like a Kenyan, falling is not a valid Kenyan. The man must ain't running, said, right, she'll look even goes by the Amos. So she'll reject this, because it's not proof that he wanted to acquire with the four Amos. Mashinoff, well, that which he found, he wanted to make an even stronger sign of possession. I mean, now she'll look even goes by the Amos, but if you know definitively that he did not have mind to acquire with the Amos, by the end of the philosophy, and he certainly does not acquire with its falling. Base, Arab Amos, or Adam, she'll only maybe see down the four Amos of the person where he stands next to them. Hare, Elokoino, they make acquisitions for him. When Metzia reaches his four amos, Zachalo, well, he acquires it. But that was said would be the most common. This is an enactment of the Chazal. They should agree with Zayim said, so we should not argue with each other, fight with each other. Therefore, they gave whoever comes first into the four amos to Metzia. Din Chotzer, the status of a Chotzer, Shekoyin Adam Kishoyin Metzino, which requires the person we stay next to it. Avshe in Meshumar, even if it's not safeguarded, which time is human race. Therefore, this has to be a place where he can acquire it. It's only on the side of the main major thoroughfare of Simtor and Ali Shukaran Zavitz, which is a corner in adjacent Shusharim, Shane Ram and Siam Shum, where there aren't masses present. Or a field which has no owner. Avoim, but she's standing in a public thoroughfare. Abasod Chaver, your friend's field. She ain't shaykh b'sham lomar. She chashik asir, where we can't say it's considered to be like your field, your yard. Ain't a kachik kill the other. You don't acquire until it reaches your hand. But as well as from Siv Ches, the gamem mechem atona, kana arba amos, but both by sales and by gifts, our amounts effective. Avshik atona is some shumetzia. Even though the primary reason they fixed this takana is count the metzia, lo plu rabban and the rabban, not draw distinctions, is shkain ikla dina, and that is the primary halacha, and that is where we have to get up to today, and we will stop here.